The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Porch Talk on WWER. My name is Ted Tate, and today on the front porch with me is Patrick I.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad you could make it. So I usually start off with a simple question. Were you born here? Did you come here? How did you find Colonial Beach? What's your history?
So I wasn't born here. I was actually born in Silver Spring, Maryland, right outside of D.C. I moved here when I was 11, but I was very familiar with the town. Before that, I have my aunt and uncle have lived here since the 70s.
Oh.
So we always came down and visited. I stayed some summers with them before we moved here. But then I moved here when I was 11 officially, and I've been here since. In the actual same house that I moved here in.
Oh, really?
So I've been in that house since May of 02 over on Bryan Avenue. Graduated high school here in 2008. Big thing that I guess I'm always proud of is we were the first team to enter the VHSL for the high school when they began to play in the public school system, and we were the first football team. We made a big thing all the way to the state semis for the football team.
Nice.
And
so you played football?
I did play football for the high school here, and then I went through the wonderful recruiting process and wound up playing a year at Christopher Newport University of college football. And then I came back here and kind of just got started into the town, started working at the school right away as a sub. After that year, actually even part of that year, when I was home on breaks, I was subbing at the school and all. And I really got into coaching. My first coaching thing I did was actually when I was a senior in high school. I coached Little League Baseball. I didn't play baseball, but I did like it. And I coached with... two other gentlemen that just asked me to help out. They knew I liked doing stuff like that. So I coached Little League Baseball my senior year in high school and then went on to play the year at CNU and then came back and started getting involved in the school and town a little bit.
So sports, big thing for you, obviously. And schools, what did you teach? You said you were a sub, I guess.
I was a sub then. I now work there full-time. I'm in special ed.
Okay.
I'm also a bus driver there now, so I drive one of the full-time routes. I actually drive the route on the point.
Okay.
So if you ever see me come by the bus come by, that's me. I coached high school football for, I think, 8 years. I coached high school softball there for 9 years, I believe. I've stepped away from both of those now just because of more tasks I've taken on. I did couple years of Little League softball coaching as well, and I did 5 or 6 years of the youth football coaching, and you know, now I run the CBYA, the Colonial Beach Youth Athletic Association, which is what the Colonial Beach youth football team is under, and the cheerleading team, and I run the RRYFL, which is the Rappahannock River Youth Football League. That's the one for the entire area. That's like the league that we play under. I'm the president of that as well, and there's a lot of fun that comes with that, schedule setting and all that stuff. And
sounds like a lot of work.
It is a little bit. It is a little bit of work, definitely.
And is the CBYA, is that part of the school, or is that just a separate thing?
It's technically a separate organization. We try to stay, we're still the Colonial Beach Drifters, we're the Little Drifters.
Mm-hmm.
But they're technically a separate organization there. We use the school to practice and all that stuff, but we're not directly affiliated
with
the school.
So a separate organization, but the school obviously helps you out and lets you use their facilities and all that.
Yeah, they're real good about it. We've been, using the school for that for years. Before I was a part of it. The guy that was the president before me was the president of the CBYA for 20 years.
Wow.
And I sat underneath him for 9, and then he decided to step away. And I went ahead and took over.
Wow, so the folks who get involved in this really stick with it.
Yeah, I think there's only been like 3 or 4 presidents of the CBYA, and all of them them stayed for like 10 plus years.
It seems like the people who get involved in the sports in this town, I mean, Coach Swope is an example, just stick around forever.
That's, I agree. I knew Coach Swope. I didn't have him, because I didn't start going to school here until eighth grade. So he was the elementary PE teacher at that time, but I grew up around him because he had a son that was one grade behind me and then one that was two grades ahead of me, so I knew them and, you know, the link there.
I can't imagine there's much of anybody who spent any significant amount of time in Colonial Beach who doesn't know him.
Oh, yeah. Wiffle Fest and all the stuff he did, I mean, everyone always knew. Coach Rope was very active. He was always into it.
Well, and you seem very active, too. You've got all these sports things going on. You're involved in the school professionally now, and then on top of that, you're doing town council, right? You're on the council.
I am. I guess I've been on about a year and a half now. Was elected in November of 2018. I kind of was around, you know, I've been around town as a kid growing up, and I really wanted to get into it. I love this town. I love, you know. And I kind of had built that love for the school, and that began to extend to the town in a whole because it was great. I love this place, and I just want to see it blossom and grow and continue to grow.
And I guess it's, you know, you're sort of finding other ways to make an impact, aren't you? And that I sense, and you correct me if I'm wrong, just because you're so involved with the youth and, you know, outdoor sports and that sort of thing, now you've sort of to get involved in things like town parks and stuff like that. It's an extension of what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, so I really got into the Parks and Rec thing, which we are in the process of making all that official and have the commission and everything. Five of us are going to sit on the Parks and Rec Commission board and we dream big with, we want to have a director one day and we want all that done. And that's really kind of, it takes up a lot of time. I mean, more than you would assume, just because it's kind of brand new. It's ground floor. I don't know if Colonial Beach to have ever had a Parks and Rec department.
Right.
And if they did, it was definitely way before my time. And yeah, it was naturally, it started with the youth stuff. I wanted the youth league to be more incorporated in town and the town is kind of built on a ton of organizations that love to do stuff. And I noticed that, hey, we need to bring all this together. We have a perfect opportunity. We have people that want to help. And that's the basis behind why we're trying to get this going. So it's kind of a more fluent process to see town events and for town to have events that are promoted more and more people know about and generate some business here in town.
The volunteerism in this town has never ceased to amaze me.
It's unreal. I mean, like, I know with CBYA, I mean, I have people that, you know, when we have home games, it's 12 hours on a Saturday you're at the school.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're there at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning starting to set up, and you're by the time cleanup is 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening. So, and I have people that stay there all day with me.
Do they play more than one game, or?
The way the league is we usually only have one site per week. So, like, every team will come play at one site. We have six teams in the league.
Oh, okay.
Last year, one of the teams wound up not having enough participation, so we only had five. But then there's three different levels. There's flag, then there's which is 5 and 6 year olds, then there's a 7 to 9 level, which is tackle, and then there's a 10 to 12 level, which is also tackle. So you'd have
three games going at once?
Not going at once, they're all in a row.
Oh,
so you'd
I
have
see.
A flag game, a JV game, which is a 7 to 9, and then a varsity game, which is the 10 to 12, and then you start it over again. And they all played at one locality each week.
Okay.
Now
that's why it's such a long day.
Yeah. And it is. I mean, because, you know, we run the concession stand and stuff, so you're there all day cooking burgers and anything that happens, and you're talking to the officials and, you know, just trying to make sure everything's straight, because that's all part of what we do. I mean, we have to plan to have our officials there and have everything, you know, set up, the field set up, so each locality goes through it.
Right. And there's a lot of logistics, it sounds like.
Yeah, there. Probably more than I'd have to sit down and think for a long time as to everything that really goes into it. I mean, sometimes you do it so naturally because you're used to it.
Mm.
So to say it out loud, sometimes you forget.
Or make a list for somebody else to handle
it. Yeah, definitely. If someone else had to do it, you'd have to make a list acquired over several days.
And I totally get your comment about it eats more time than you'd ever imagine, because you're probably, you know, you're some of the preparation work you're doing kind of all week long in the middle of the rest of your day, where you, oh, I got to call this person and make sure they're coming this week and whatever. It's 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, an hour here, and suddenly if you added it all up, you're probably doing 20 hours of work for this one day. That's another 12 hours of work.
You're completely right, and it's year-round.
Yeah.
I mean, we meet year-round. We usually try to meet once a month, at least, year-round. Obviously, it's been a little different recently. We haven't been able to meet a ton, and we're waiting on regulations. We actually just met for the first time in 3 months in June, the whole board, like the area board, the okay. ROYFL board. And it's just
How did you handle that?
We actually just met in the living room at my house. And it was just one person from each locality trying to keep it as a small group once, you know, things started opening back up. And we really just had to have a meeting to kind of discuss how we were going to go forward. Right now we're looking and hoping that we can have some kind of season based with all this COVID-19 stuff. But, you know, we set dates that, you know, certain stuff for us needs to happen by certain dates in order for us to continue to be able to have hopes for a season. We're hoping that if we can start by October 1, then we'll have a season, but
an abbreviated season.
Yeah, it would have to be shortened some way or another, but you know, that's kind of the big thing. And then we're, you know, you talk about the bylaws and all that good stuff. There's all the technicalities to it.
And I guess you've got pressure from parents who are saying, you know, my kids want something to do.
Yeah, well, one of the things is everyone wants to sign up, and it's kind of like, I don't have anything to sign you up for yet.
What are you signing up for? Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sit there and sign everyone up and get hopes up and then have to cancel and go back through everyone as to where. We have a Facebook page that we put announcements out on, and a lot of people that know about us and have kids through school that want to be a part of it are part of the Facebook page. So that's the quickest way to get something out to them, and they just look and see if what's going on, see when signups are, and try to keep it going.
So right now all you're saying to everybody is not yet, not yet, sorry.
It's saying hoping for the best is really what we're looking for, and but we'll see. It's all we can do. I know it's big with the high school sports too. I mean, if you know, you watch all the stuff, I feel bad for like the seniors that are coming up and they're missing time at the high school sports. I mean, especially because there's some of them that have dreams to play college sports, and you lose your senior year, sometimes you don't know what's going to happen.
So. Yeah, I guess they can't exactly get scouted or anything like that if they're not playing.
Yeah, they lose all that opportunity, which is...
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's
And for
that's
some
big.
Kids, it's the difference between going to college and not going to college.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Yeah.
Some of them need it,
you know? Wow, what a shame.
And I'll say, too, going through the recruiting process myself, there's a lot that goes to it when you're a high school student. I mean, you're talking, I mean, you can't really talk to the coaches directly, but you're talking to your coach about what they talked to the coach and said and all this stuff. So it's a different beast when you start getting in the recruitment process for college and not being directly there and accessible to your sports coaches for high school. It makes it even harder.
So. Yeah, I imagine so. Do they, I mean, in that scenario, is there maybe film of what the kids did the previous year that they can look at least? Or how do you think that would work?
So, real big with college sports is your junior year.
Okay.
That's kind of when you go on the map. You know, and some even get on the map earlier in their 9th and 10th grade years. But junior year is really what they start basing it on. And then they have seen you in your junior year, and then they want to see you your senior year to see your progression. So fortunately, they have their junior year film and stuff to kind of go through. The harder part is now the colleges are making their complete decision based on a junior year rather than seeing the progression, which I think could be difficult for some student athletes. And that's kind of, I'll say, my complete speculation. Yeah. But just, you know, I mean, some people are need that senior year to get going, to get themselves in a better spot.
switch topics a little bit. You said you're living in the house that that you grew up in here.
Yeah.
Still there? So yeah. are your folks still around or?
I live with my mom, just me and my mom, and I'll say monetarily it's the best thing for both of us still. Mm. You know, it's just the two of us and I'm actually kind of semi looking for a house to buy. I'm looking for kind of the right thing to get, you know, that's in my budget and I feel like I'm comfortable with. So I've been kind of doing that a lot the last 6 months. We've looked at a lot of houses and I just haven't found the right one for me yet.
But what are you looking for, you think?
I mean, I'd like, you know, something kind of smaller, kind of new. I don't 100% know, something that I can fit in. I'm a bigger guy, so that's big. You know, you kind of walk in there and sometimes...
And you go, I won't fit in this shower.
Yeah, well, I did that. I walked in one the other day and, man, this is... The shower was like a square and I stood in the shower and literally my shoulder stuck out of the shower. I just don't think I can make
that
this
won't
work.
Yeah,
this is... My head's above the top thing, so the shower head was, like, even with my forehead and above the high thing, and my shoulder was sticking out. I just don't think this is for me. And
I don't want to remodel a bathroom as my first project.
Yeah, that's not my plan to walk into a house. I kind of want something, you know, I don't have to do a whole bunch to. I do a little bit. I can do a little bit of that type of stuff, and I could probably do it, but...
You don't always want to, yeah.
Yeah, that's not all. Especially time. You got to find time to do it. Yeah.
If you're doing all this other stuff, when have you got time to do stuff for yourself?
Yeah, no, not too often. You know, the golf car rides around town and stuff like that to wind down at night. Those are the best things. And right now, I guess I've had more time because you know I'm working at the school and you know we've been out since I think March 13th. Which we continue to work. We did like tutoring and stuff online, but I've found more time just because you're not as busy.
Yeah.
There's not as much demand for your services.
Well, and you don't have kids coming to you, you know, after school for this, that, and the other thing or whatever. If they want to get some tutoring or something like that, they're coming to you directly and it's, you don't get that sort of just that natural interaction that you'd normally have with students that can be, you know, not necessarily education time, but still beneficial for the kids.
Definitely, most definitely. Everyone always says, well, isn't it fun having time off all the time? No, it's not. I like going to work. I mean, you know, it's what I do. So, I mean, to your point earlier, I do get more time to myself, but I enjoy what I do, so I miss it.
I think I've heard a lot of people talking lately about how, you know, I want to go back to work, you know, they especially if you like your job, people are like, you know, it was a nice little sort of vacation-ish, but I'm ready to go back to work and try to get to, you know, something that feels normal.
Yeah. Well, being there, you already get a summer break, so now I've kind of had two summer breaks.
Yeah,
because you know,
it started in March.
Yeah. Huh? We're sitting here on, you know, now we're off anyway. Yeah. It's just how it works. So
what else? If you've got a little extra time on your hands, is there anything new you've picked up? New hobbies or stuff you're doing that's different?
Well, I was really involved with town. It's allowed me to do a lot more with the town council side of it. I'm sure the town manager would say he's sick of sometimes seeing me walk in that door with another project or question or something. I do go up there all the time now and try to get stuff going. Not that I didn't read before, one thing that you can only watch so much TV.
I agree.
I've really picked up reading. I read pretty much anything, anywhere from a magazine or something that looks interesting to new books and stuff. And I'm pretty big into history, like whether it's our history or Greek or Roman history.
Hmm.
I like reading all the stuff like that. Like that's just been entertaining to me. And so I have picked up that since COVID started, just to kind of fill some time. But otherwise, kind of the other couple things I had afloat I've been granted time to do more additional things with the few things I already had in my hat.
So more quality time for
you. Yeah, definitely.
But a big gap for some of the stuff you really want to be doing with the kids and everything.
Most definitely, yeah. And like I said, a lot of it's the planning process I've been able to streamline and stuff. I mean, like, we have for the youth organization, we have like a 30-page set of bylaws that we go by, mm-hmm. and I've completely revamped the bylaws just to update them, bring them to times. It hadn't been touched in probably 5 or 10 years.
Right.
And, you know, so I've got to do stuff like that. And
housekeeping.
Yeah, housekeeping. You're 100% right.
Cool. Well, Pat, we're getting near the end, believe it or not. The 25 minutes goes by pretty quick. Is there anything else that you kind of wanted to talk about that I didn't think to ask?
Not necessarily. I mean, I guess I just want to stick around and say, you know, I love this place. This is definitely a great place. And if you're listening to this show, please come and visit Colonial Beach, this wonderful area. I mean, most people would tell you that. And, I hope to continue to see the growth, and I hope to be a big part of it.
Well, thank you. It's funny because I do get, I can see who's listening online, and we've got listeners as far away as like Norway and the UK and Pittsburgh, and, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's funny. Just word, you know, a little word of mouth, friends of friends, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of online listeners, but some of the places I see people listening from are a surprise to me.
That's amazing. Well, they can come. Y'all need to come travel here, and then let me know about these places. And I love to travel, so I can travel some other places.
I bet you miss that right now.
I do. I'm a cruiser, man.
What, like?
Like Carnival cruise ships? And stuff. Oh man, I love it.
Oh well, that's not going to happen for a while, is it? Oh, no. What a shame.
Yeah, no, that's my big thing. We usually go on one or two a year.
Really?
The last. I got a group of people that I go with, and we try to go once or twice a year, and it's just been, that's all kind of shot.
That's, yeah, and probably not going to pick back up for a little while.
No.
I hear the cruise lines have been pretty good about it, though, in terms of, like, refunding people's money and all that sort of thing, because they want it back.
That's what I've heard, too, and, you know, I went on one right before this kind of all
started.
I went on one in late January.
Okay.
And, you know, so it was already going on in other parts of the world, but it hadn't really hit here yet. And they were already starting to kind of promote on there of their extra things they're doing for sanitary purposes and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I love cruising.
Well, glad you got one in just before this all hit, so at least you're not jonesing too bad for another one.
Yeah, not yet.
Great. Well, Patrick, thank you very much for sitting on the porch with me today and doing a little porch talk.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Porch Talk is made possible in part by a generous donation from Mary Washington Healthcare. Emergencies don't wait for pandemics to pass. In this time of uncertainty, rest assured your health and safety are Mary Washington Healthcare's priority. From physical distancing to special screenings, we're taking all necessary COVID-19 precautions. Our emergency physicians and emergency trained staff are ready to intervene, treat, and advise you in the safest and timeliest way. Learn more at emergency.mwhc.com. Mary Washington Healthcare, here for you.